Here's what you like.
Hey, everybody. Cut the music. We ain't got time for that shit.
That's right.
This is Problems with My Podcast.
Hey, welcome to illustrious Phil McHenry Studios.
Yup.
I'm Brian.
I'm Phil.
Woo. This is the Spot Versus By Podcast. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
It doesn't smell like cat piss in here.
It certainly doesn't.
It doesn't.
Why is that?
I just changed the litter boxes.
Oh, you want a fucking medal or what?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Yeah. Still have a bottle of you still have three cats?
Yeah. Three cats, two boxes.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Three cats.
No.
What do you need three cats for?
I didn't think we were going to have kids.
Well, pretty soon you can just give the cats to the kids.
Give the cats to the yard.
It's like a problem that takes care of itself.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
give
so...
Give the cats to my flower bed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Spy vs. Spy podcast. Brought to you this week by... MeetPokerPals.com. It's the poker social network.
Poker Meet Pals.
Hey, come on, they're a sponsor. Hey.
Oh yeah. Buy their product.
I don't really know what their product is, but you know, you can create a poker profile. You can tell the world about yourself, upload pictures, you can have friends, you can sign
That's
up
where
for
we
free.
Left off,
That's
you know.
My favorite feature is the signing up for free. That's the best.
Oh yeah, totally.
There's a calendar you can look at, and there's poker videos, poker blogs, poker chat, anything that you want for online poker. It's meetpokerpals.com.
Classic poker.
Well, you
Is
don't
there any classic poker videos from like you know cowboy days and stuff.
That's right. Yeah, it's
historical poker reenactments.
It's play by play. Poker highlights.
Oh, that's hot.
Poker highlights.
Play by play poker highlights.
There's
online.
Not any. There's not any. You don't actually play poker on the site. It's just for hooking up with people and planning games. You meet up and play poker games, and you can learn how to get better and make more money. So it's win-win.
It's not guaranteed, though.
Well, no,
they don't actually guarantee. It's the small print says guaranteed, not guaranteed win-win.
Yeah,
because that wouldn't work.
No, I guess that's true.
Break even.
But, yeah, enter PokerPal code SVP for 20% off.
Yeah.
So, get on it.
And that's 20% off gross.
The gross cover price.
Not net.
Oh.
MeetPokerPals.gross.
Yeah,
that reminds me.
Yes.
Speaking of Poker Meat Pals. All
right.
Reminds me of a website that I was looking at.
Okay.
And I was like... $40 for 6 months, that's a little pricey, you know? Because, I mean, like, when am I even going to go, like, you know, I'll go, like, on the weekend, maybe twice, and then maybe a month later I'll go back. You know, is that worth $40? I don't think so.
We're breaking up, we gotta quit.
Really?
I don't know.
We're breaking up?
No, that's fine. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention at all.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But it was $40 for 6 months. It just, I don't know. I don't know if that's worth it.
6 months of poker?
No, it's the NASCAR site.
NASCAR poker?
No.
What do you need to be on that site for?
I don't need to be on it.
Well, what's good about it?
It's kind of cool.
Maybe you should tell me.
Well, like during the race, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can chat?
You can like...
There should be like a little pop-up window in the side of the screen with an ongoing chat scroll of NASCAR
chat with the
fans.
Drivers.
Yeah, go
Do
faster,
a flip.
Go faster, crash! You should crash. That would be fun for me to watch.
Yeah, drop out of the daily grind.
Use more gas.
No, you can. You know, there's 43 cars on the NASCAR track at a time. You know, and you can listen.
Why 43?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You can listen in to the team radio, you know, of all the teams, you know.
Yeah.
At your leisure.
Yeah.
And then you know, all the stats, you know, all the stats are like, you know, automatically updated and everything, you know, like so you can like see like who's getting the best mileage. My boy's super into NASCAR and I'm like kind of super into it, I guess too, it turns out. And
just because it's something you can do together.
It seems like it'd be fun.
Did you already like it before you had him?
No. No, I hated it.
He just showed up on the scene and was like, check it out, Dad. I like NASCAR. Like, all right, well.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
I said, okay, let's do it.
Could be into beauty pageants or something.
Yeah.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Right, well, for sure. Yeah. No, it, the site seems really cool. I'm thinking of signing up for the free trial, like, the day before a race, because it seems like something that'd be fun to do once, but, man, I don't know about, like, I mean, I'd try to, like, if we watch a race at home, you know, it takes 3 hours for a race to be televised or whatever, and, like, I don't know, that's a big commitment to two screens.
Man, you, be you like, could watch part of a baseball game in that time.
Yeah. The last couple of races we've been watching, too, have really been some turds.
Yeah.
Like, they did this one in Montreal last weekend, and it was on, an F1 track, so it had, 14 turns.
Okay.
But, you know, it's regular NASCAR stock cars and shit.
They usually just drive it in an oval, right?
Yeah. Oval or, you know, semi-trapezoidical or whatever. Usually it's, like, you know, no more than six turns.
It's not, like, super sprint or anything.
No. So, it rained in Montreal, so, like, they slowed way down, and they're like, okay, well, everyone's going to pit for 3 minutes. We'll get the rain tires on.
You don't pronounce the T in Montreal, but...
Well, I do. I'm from America.
No, that's not how you say Montreal.
So they're in Montreal. Monorail. And, yeah, but they're like, we're going to give them 3 minutes in the pits. They put the rain tires on, the windshield wipers, and then they'll be ready to race.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't restart the race for like 40 minutes. They pitted, and then they're like, well, we're going to drive these big hair dryers around on the track, try to dry the track off. And, like, at first I got all excited. I'm like, oh, this is going to be sweet. Track's all super wet. They're going to be trying to drive all fast. It's going to be just mayhem, you know? Because, I mean, the best part of the race, you're waiting for one thing, watching a race, you know? It's not the passing.
I guess.
You know? It's the failure.
I don't know. I don't like that.
What?
Because, like, I don't know.
I don't want anyone to get hurt.
No, but, like, in a hockey game, sometimes there's fights, and that's okay. But that's not the point of it. That's not the best part of the game. It's, like, that's a nice bonus, you know?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be holding out just for the...
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, the best part is when your guy or, you know, you got a hand... There's a handful of guys we root for or whatever, you know? And, like, when they win, that's good. But also...
But you don't find that out till the end. Just waiting for him to finish, right?
Yeah, so in the middle and everything, and of course the first lap.
I don't understand that sport at all. It doesn't make sense to me.
It is weird. It's crazy how convoluted it is. All the qualifying stuff and points. There's points. It's like,
what do you get points for?
Clean passing and stuff.
So, would you be able to rack up points if you passed a guy and then slowed down and then passed him again, or is that illegal?
Yeah, you could.
Because that, if you were a really good driver, you could just do circles around another guy, you know.
So the whole time he's going forward, you're just like looping him.
Yeah.
That would be good.
That would be difficult.
We've been playing some of the. We got used for like, I think it was $8. We got a NASCAR 2005. It was cheap, of course, because you know everyone in that game is dead now. So
can't possibly enjoy that.
You know, it's good, but it really lets you see how just. Foreign fangled the rules of that business. It's crazy.
Right.
NASCAR.
Does it have dynasty mode in it?
What's that?
Can you draft your own drivers?
Sort of.
Can you make trades?
You establish buddies and enemies on the track.
Can you trade parts?
Trade parts?
Yeah.
You can upgrade the car a little bit, yeah.
Paint job?
Oh, yeah. It's actually got a pretty sweet car editor.
Put your own... logos on?
Nah, it's PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
But it's got a pretty full roster of, logos.
Real advertising for you to look at and decide to buy the products after you play the game?
Yeah, but there's a lot of, like, I mean, it's not all, you know, AT&T and...
Is it a Ratchet & Clank?
The big ones.
Car?
No.
Oh.
I'd make the coffee car. See,
it's
the,
all
the
Mad Cats and...
Here's the problem. We'll play through the career mode, and we'll start progressing. We'll start unlocking some shit and start going good. Spencer's fucking notorious for...
Erasing.
I mean, notorious to me. For fucking turning the shit off when it's saving. So, like, he's corrupted our game, like, six times.
He can't just wait the 10 seconds?
No. Because usually he's got a rock piss, you know?
Yeah, well, just leave the game on.
I guess.
You don't have to turn it off.
Well, it's like, you know, I'm like, all right, dude, you've been playing. Well, it's time to wrap it up there, man. Well, okay, I just, you know, click it off and run upstairs and piss all over the floor. Sink.
Like father, like son.
Yeah. I've been thinking about pissing a letterbox just this once. Just one time.
Yeah. I think it might be too much pressure for it, you know?
Oh, I know. It would make a mess for
sure.
Drill
a hole.
Yeah. Maybe I could stick a paper towel tube in there and then aim for that.
Did you watch the big solar eclipse?
No.
Total lunar solar eclipse?
No, I didn't.
I forget what it... I think it was a total solar eclipse? I don't even know. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm so behind in the times.
What that, only...
That happened,
to
Switzerland? Happened last week.
It wasn't viewable on our half of the planet, though, was it?
I don't know. It's...
It was night then, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I said it was viewable in northern Canada, but I don't know. I didn't even know about it. But there's just pictures on the Boston Globe big picture site there.
Speaking of things you didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just see about the fucking Melvin shit. Did you see that?
Yeah. And you want to talk about that again?
No. I'm just wondering if you saw it.
No.
Huh?
Yeah, you shouldn't have learned, you know, researched anything about it. You were better off not knowing.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, that's the three-disc set thing they were selling.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you know anybody who went? You can get a tape of
$50.
They can tape it for you.
That'd be a lot of tape. Oh man, because it's two discs, and the last disc is an MP3 disc with like eight shows on it.
No, you just do it on YouTube.
A lot of tape. Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, you do it onto a VCR. You get more hours out of it.
That's true.
It's all about economizing.
Yeah. My dad used to master to VHS.
Pardon?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I think we all did.
It didn't cut
point.
Out, Brian. That's really what I said.
I used to master to that.
No, he
well.
Recorded this band. He was in this band with Ricky and Terry.
And Julian?
They did some... Yeah, it's funny. Ricky, the guy who played guitar and sang in the band, had a really bad stutter. But
It worked really well for rock and roll?
No, he didn't stutter when he sung.
Oh, okay. So he should have just sung all the time.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, why can't you just write a song that is your normal speech pitch?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It doesn't.
I mean, if that was for... I would trick myself. I'd find a way. You know?
Yeah, but it's kind of like how... I don't know, like, I used to have really sloppy handwriting. I kind of still do, I guess, but it's gotten quite a bit better. But when I was growing up, my family would be like, dude, how come your handwriting's so shitty? I'm like, I don't care about it. And they would say, like, well, you know how to draw, right? I'm like, yeah. Well, why don't you just draw letters and make them look good, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it kind of works in theory, but it's not the same, right?
No. That's what, like, I'm trying to type comics now, you know, because
yeah, that's okay.
Dude, my draw writing is so bad, so
no,
I'm trying to
just draw an ASC too.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
Program it in Logo.
That'd be funny.
Okay.
You think?
Sure.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
One of them ASC drawings being dictated to a secretary or whatever. Like, there's a dude like, take a letter, and it's he's all space. Pound sign.
You should find a way to do it and then like layer it. You know how those guys do the drawings on a typewriter, you know?
Yeah.
Do like that.
Do it?
Sure. Do it.
Do it. Hey, Allison, you gotta put that away, honey bun. Seriously, go put some underwear on, okay? Well, you just took them off up there. Go back where you were and find them. Spencer, go help your sister find her underwear. I'll just pause it. There, it is paused. He's watching Speed Racer, The Next Generation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Watch that Speed
I think
Racer
the
movie.
Vandals do the theme song. No, I haven't seen that movie yet.
No, me neither. You know a movie we did watch last night? The Ruins.
Funions.
No, The Ruins.
The Ruins?
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's a horror film.
Yeah.
And it's about some kids who go to some ruins and there's evilness.
Just evilness?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not great, but it's decent, I guess. Decent amount of gore and stuff. For not being a like real high budget, real showy kind of thing, it was pretty decent.
Hmm.
I'm not a big like horror film guy, so I don't really know. I don't really know whether or not to recommend it to anybody.
I can't think of a recent biggity budgety horror-y movie. They
yeah, like
they
I don't
just
know, like,
don't do that.
Like the Saw movies, maybe.
I guess.
Hostel.
I mean, those seem a little ghetto. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really watch too many of those movies. I don't have a problem with them, but usually they're just not very good.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I want to see some guts. Okay, well, is that it? Because I could just look at a picture of guts.
Oh, speaking of guts, dude.
No.
No, I was thinking like, I don't know why I was thinking this. I was trying to get to sleep, and this is what I was thinking. I was like, man, if you ever need to, like, get some revenge on a dude. I was thinking it'd be just fucking brutal to take like a rat, you know, and like do like a little slice all the way around its neck, you know, and leave all the face, skin, and fur intact, but just peel the rest, you know, just take it off like a sock, you know, so it's just all exposed muscles and bones and stuff, you know, with a rat head, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you leave that in a dude's desk or on a steering wheel or whatever, it's like that. Forget about it. I mean, that's you know. That would be it. That would be the end of the discussion, you know?
I guess so. What if you did, like, two of them and so the head, two heads on one butt?
Ooh. I guess, but I wouldn't want there to be even just a moment where, like, they thought, like, that's fake, you know?
Yeah.
I would want it to be just, like, grizzly real.
Yeah.
And maybe stink a little bit, too.
All right. You pee on it.
A little, you know, deer urine and glitter. That was the other thing. In a dude's car.
Yes.
I know, I may have said that before.
Really, just the glitter is, yeah.
The glitter's bad, but then, like, that deer musk that they sell for the hunters.
Yeah.
Bah.
That untoast.
Yep. Do you get any mail today? You get any checks in the mail?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither. I'm going to murder somebody if I don't
keep checking,
some checks in the mail. Got the new IKEA catalog.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. It's a little smaller. They're using smaller paper.
Good. They should have a paper craft section in the back there.
Yeah. I want to start getting my junk mail on Kindles and shit.
Kindles?
Yeah. That Amazon book reader and e-paper thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want
that. Whatever happened to that thing?
I guess they sold 10,000 of them.
That's it?
Maybe it was 100,000.
That's it? I don't know what I expect from that thing.
How many's a lot? I don't know.
I have no idea. It's just when you have internet, it seems that the possibilities are endless, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we're really close to becoming millionaires from drawing and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, not from drawing, from doing this. No, not from doing this, from doing... Et cetera.
Yep. It'll all work out, Brian.
Yeah, except I hate the internet now. Oh, speak. What? You went all...
Whoa, shit.
In there. Did you put an effect on?
I can.
Oh.
No,
I was speaking of that Boston Globe Big Picture site there. The eclipse things. And we were looking at that because they had the Large Hadron Collider photos. Mm, right?
Man. That was
some impressive shit.
Totally.
And
that was... more impressive than any thing,
natural phenomenon.
Sure.
Yeah, no,
or
it's
just, yeah.
It's,
I mean,
it's really interesting and really cool, and it's just neat to see the scale and fucking see dudes next to the ship.
Way cooler than anything one dude has ever done.
Oh, for sure.
It's just massive. It's just ridiculous to think about, like the scope of a project like that. Just, I mean, like.
But my
just
favorite...
the guys managing it is,
exactly.
is phenomenal, you know?
Yeah.
Please put your pants on and keep them on.
Do you think that combined, do you think Destro and Scrap Iron could make something that cool?
That's exactly what I was thinking when I was looking at it. I was like, well, Cobra is obviously fake because look at all this. There's no way.
Weather Dominator.
Yeah, no, I don't believe it now. I always believed in the Weather Dominator until you showed me those pictures.
Mass device?
I don't think they could do it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that thing worked anyway. I mean, that was a little sketchy.
It was. Here's some other stuff that you turn into a thing, and it does stuff.
Even the Weather Dominator, like, what was the big caramel for? You know, the big block?
I don't know.
The big piece of chocolate. Shot away
into the... Yeah. No, I don't know.
It didn't even have any parts. It was just...
Yeah.
The block.
Yeah, it was a Lego set.
Yep.
But my favorite thing was the comments on the Hadron Collider photos. It's like,
yes, you know, let's delve into that. Yes.
Yeah, because there's certain times when it's like, okay, you're on YouTube and you're looking at a silly YouTube video, and you know the comments are going to be pretty much YouTube comments are the worst. That's like the worst thing on the internet.
I got them blocked.
It's the most base and unsophisticated and just terrible, hateful.
Oh, no, what? Crack.com actually has YouTube. Okay, I found out yesterday, but yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of sites I don't go to, but, you know, among the worst is YouTube comments.
Sure. And then, I guess of the mainstream site.
Yeah, and then, like...
The big sites, it's the, yeah.
Video game blog comments, always terrible as well.
They're usually video game centric enough that it's not.
Sure. Yeah. You know where they're coming from or whatever. But, but this, man, like, just so many comments. Like, well, because, you know, for those who don't know, the thing they say, could possibly create little miniature black holes that will, like, evaporate instantly or whatever. But that's, like, something that may happen. And everybody's
like, seems like a lot of work.
Doomsday device. We're going to die. This is gonna end.
I hope it does something else.
I don't give a shit. I can care less what happens.
The miniature black holes is cool, but I hope it does something else as well.
Like what?
It just seems like an awful lot of work for a miniature black hole.
Clones everything?
Like everything. Just
makes a mirror universe. No, none of that stuff is gonna. I don't think that. But anyway, I mean, yeah,
is
sure.
The only thing it's for is to make black holes?
No. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know it very well. We should have Steve Wolford on to explain it to us.
All I know is it's awesome. I don't even care if it works. Yeah, it's like a... Wow, look at that awesome metal sculpture.
They're trying to, like, find... Oh, and plus they, like, cool the whole thing down to, like, it's going to be the coldest place on Earth. It's going to be cold. It's going to be colder than space inside that thing. And
I don't know if you saw the headline the other day where they found that there's a piece of the San Fernando Valley in California... Where the temperature is 800 degrees, just a foot under the ground.
Whoa.
They're like, oh, yeah, some kind of a geological disturbance. We're not exactly sure what it is. It's, taking time bomb, but it's safe.
I think that's the Red Skull tied out.
Yeah.
Or something. Mole Man?
Well, all the supervillains could live in that thing you showed with the thing. What's it called? Omni Collider?
Hadron. Large Hadron Collider.
Well, that's the large one.
Yeah, that's the big one. They've made smaller ones in the past. I guess. But, it's cool. But the comments, it just really just made me so sad and disgusted for everybody on the internet. Just so many, like, everyone's trying to get in their little snarky comment, little funny bones, you know? And, like, 100, there's like 150 comments or something, and I saw 70 of them say, Half-Life 3 looks great, or better get some crowbars, because... some demons are going to come out of the thing. I don't know. It's like, okay, one person does it, fine. Can you just move on? But it's like,
yeah,
you know, everyone's doing it. And it just kind of goes to show that no one's actually reading the comments that anyone else is making.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. An awful,
I saw there's talk. Another thing just like that. When I was looking at the, there's this site called LiveJournal.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes.
And, one of my friends, Brian Brown, he did this thing he invented where you
What's the screen name?
I'm not sure.
Mm.
I know, he emails me the link every morning.
Okay.
You
should just subscribe to that.
I would, but I just... I get click-through bonuses from Tiny Earl.
So yes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, dude, okay, look, everything in this world is becoming about points. I totally understand. You get points at the grocery store, you get points for clicks, you get points for, you know, not getting in car accidents, click points, that's what life is.
That's right. So he invented a thing where you take Dilbert out of Dilbert comics.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like what I hear so far. And then what?
And, oh, well, it's really funny. because he got a lot of comments on it, you know, when he showed it to the internet, and the internet said a whole bunch of times, you should check out Garfield minus Garfield.
That's right.
Like, he got like 60 comments.
Really?
On his Dilbert without Dilbert, and like half of them were like, you should check out Garfield minus Garfield.
Right.
Like, I think he's had the internet long enough to be beaten over the head with that.
Yeah. And plus,
it's just,
you know,
funny that people,
oh, I'm going to leave a comment. Oh, scan. Someone already said it. I will not say that.
Yeah.
How many times is going to have to read something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but then there's an awful lot of, like, you know, there was my favorite comment on that Hadron Collider. I was like, dude, fucking, they said that probably the world won't blow up from this. Shouldn't they just go ahead and say it won't blow up? Or, right. You know, that kind of thing. Like, why did they tell us there's a certain chance of something? Wouldn't we be better off not knowing that? And then, like, a few comments later, guy's like, no, this is science. That's religion's job to lie to you or something.
To lie to you, make you feel
I'm
better.
I'm not, like, whatever, big anti-religion guy or whatever, but it's kind of true, right? Like, that is kind of, like, the faith aspect of things where it's like, I don't want to know that. I'm just going to, you know.
Right, yeah. It's just funny that they would, like, they wouldn't just say, yeah, I mean, like, okay, I guess, like, in the for the sake of full disclosure, they were like, well, yeah, there's a chance it could kill us all. But, like, if it did, who's going to hold them accountable?
You know, yeah, it's not like totally. how dare you make this thing that ended up killing us all? Yeah, you know what? We're all going to die anyway. Yeah. Big deal. Mm-hmm. But then the other thing that I liked was that, you know, invariably, when something like this happens, you know, the thing costs, like, upwards of $10 billion to build.
And that it?
You know, yeah. Cause
is that seriously it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a lot, does it?
No, we spend $1 billion a day.
Well, exactly. No, that's exactly it. So the first, you know, one
took
of the first
10
things
days of our word budget to.
No, exactly. Fucking imagine what else we could do. But yeah,
no,
so that's
kidding.
Exactly the point. Is that someone says, you know, well, how many people could this thing feed if, you know, not feed, but if we took that money.
If it squirted out food instead of black holes.
Shouldn't this be a frozen yogurt machine? yeah, but like, people are like, well, you know, how dare we spend this much money on anything? We could just give it to people to eat. And like, do you not understand how science works? Like, or people saying like, well, what's the point of this thing? Like, can we make money off it?
Right.
Not,
how can we exploit it?
Maybe eventually, but it's not everything's about immediate gain or, you know, what can we... What else could we have done instead of this? It's science, man. Like, we should be letting scientists do sciencey stuff.
Take it all.
Do it, man.
Do it.
And that's exactly the point, is that, like, it's, you know, it's 2 weeks of Iraq war to build that thing. And also, like, the New York Yankees. I was looking at the sports teams there. Some of the most popular, successful sports teams. New York Yankees are worth $1.2 billion. The Dallas Cowboys are worth $1.5 billion. Barry Bonds gets $188 million to play baseball, you know? Like,
if that's all? For the price of that thing, we could have a hell of more baseball teams.
We could have a couple more baseball teams.
That's crazy, that we're spending a major league team a day in Iraq.
That is insane. Hmm. Well, we should just be sending them over.
It's doubly insane, I guess, but...
Yeah. But,
We could be...
It's weird. And,
for the price of that, we could be outrageously paying 13 guys to stand around in grass.
Well, I mean, it's just funny what people pay attention to. You know, like, oh, this big machine that I don't know what it does, and it could be dangerous, and it's not very interesting to me, and it costs a bunch of money. I don't agree with it. But on the other hand... Jim Carrey's in the next movie, he should get $30 million to be in that, no problem. You know, I'll go see it.
I guess, yeah.
So, I don't know, it's just kind of weird.
They should get those little black holes there, they should just sell it to the vacuum company, that'd be awesome.
Totally.
Bottomless vacuum cleaner thing?
Yep.
Just, there'd be like no motor noise or
anything. What if we made a little miniature black hole and it just started spewing dust because somebody had already thought of that idea on a different planet?
Oh, man.
It's just like a portal when it's coming through and it's just like spewing dirt and garbage at us. Fuck. Well.
because if you make more than one, the stuff just comes out the other one. Like,
that's
just,
right. I'm pretty sure that's how black holes work.
It'll come out a different one. Like,
Anyhow, it's just funny how nobody knows anything. Most 99% of people have done zero research. I don't know anything. I don't pretend to know very much about it at all. But
you remember the name.
Well, there's that, and, you know, like, being aware of stuff, but, man, just reading that, it just made me, like, ah, fuck, people, oh, I hate everybody, the internet is stupid.
Yeah.
It just made me, it really made me, upset, and not upset in that YouTube way, where, oh, God,
I don't think you can blame the internet, though, dude. You can't blame the internet.
No, exactly. Like, the phone is stupid. No. Well, it is, but it's not, no, but you know what I mean. I meant the internet population. And, you know, the internet population is not representative of the world at large, I don't think. It's skewed, very much.
Oh, I yeah, think. Definitely. Yeah.
So, anyway, it's just gross. Go and read it. Go to boston.com, go to their big picture, look at all their pictures every week. Oh, and there's the great, like, Chinese government anti-terrorist unit one. Did you see that one?
The Chingov anti-tur?
Yeah, sure. They have, like, a guy with a backpack that's a flamethrower, and he's just laying down, and it's just shooting fire out of his backpack. It's like some crowd control thing, and then there's, like, an army of dudes on Segways with some machine guns.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You must have to make an adjustment on a Segway for that. I mean, because shouldn't...
Well, here's what I was thinking about. Did you see that new Toyota or whoever... And yes. Those little miniature Segways. There's like different sizes, and they're more maneuverable, and like charge and last time and all that. I think the Japanese government is going to build their own quote unquote anti-terrorist unit, and they're going to be riding those to combat the Chinese. They're going to be more maneuverable.
Well, dude, they should duke it out on a NASCAR track.
But the thing you have to watch out is the Chinese will always use two pistols.
Is that true?
Yeah, they will always use two pistols, one in each hand. And they'll do that sort of, like, pumping their hands for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
That's what the Chinese specialize in.
Oh, okay.
What I would like to see is the Japanese use their little small scooter ones and swords.
Yes. You get some good chopping done on a Segway, I'm sure. Totally. Those little ones? Who made those little ones? Is it Toyota?
I think so, yeah.
Is it LaToya?
LaToya.
They go slower than walking.
Yeah. Well, for an average fit person, imagine if you were hugely fat.
I don't think you could balance on that thing.
Well, you would learn. It's either that or walk, you know, like take a pick.
And the other thing is there's no handle. I'd be a little nervous.
No, that's what's great. It frees you up for swords.
I'd rather ride a skateboard. I mean, really, I don't...
Oh, you know what? Maybe you're meant to put one on your feet and one on your hands.
Yes, like a cobot.
like an inchworm, exactly, like a cobot. You just stand up. When are they going to invent the little scooter bot suit that Daniel Witwicky wore? Transformers the movie?
Yeah.
Nothing but pink. Cool.
Yeah. Huh, that's funny. Yeah, it is.
Alright, you're done?
Yeah, I guess. You got me all wistfully remembering the Witwickies. And
sorry.
Witwikipedia. Stupid. Yeah. Head to GoDaddy.com to register Witwicky to...
So we're here. Use your promotional code.
Yep.
Earn points.
Poker meat pals.
Collect all eight.
Yep.
Okay, well, this has been... First person to email us gets 55 versus 5 points on your account.
Yes.
We will give you an extra 500 megabytes on your ratio.
Oh, good.
You think that's reasonable enough? We could do more.
No. We don't want people to get lazy with their...
Get points, collect points, build your ratio, and reap benefits.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone.
Got anything else?
Well, I'll just dance us out, Brian.
Good God.
You got it right.
Yeah. Did you hear that noise?
Uh-huh.
Me smacking my dink on the phone. I mean, on the
microphone.
Nice. Yeah. That's what that was.
Mint.
Mint?
Mint julep.
Whoa. That's racist.
Oh man. Mint hair lip.
Yuck.
So
Just in case you missed it, we'll tell you again.